May the words of my mouth, meditations of all our hearts, always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our salvation. Amen. The people who are coming out into the wilderness to see John are filled with expectation and wonder, asking questions about who John is and what he's doing. They see that something new is happening and they want to be a part of it. It seems like change is in the air, and they are focused on whether John might be the Messiah or not. There is hope in the air that the political forces of the Roman Empire are on their way out, and that Israel will once again be its own country under Jewish leadership, like David and Solomon so long ago. They were going to be in charge of their own lives, their own futures, their own country. John continues to tell the crowds that he is not the Messiah, just the person who is preparing the way for the Messiah. He tells the crowds that if they think he is doing something great, just wait. There is one who is coming who will do more amazing things. John tells the crowd that the one who is to come will baptize with Holy Spirit and with fire. And with all of this going on, Jesus himself has been baptized and is off on the sidelines praying. As he is praying, the heavens open up and the Holy Spirit descends on him like a dove. And God says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Did anyone else in the crowds hear the voice? Did John hear it? Or was everyone so caught up in their own thoughts, feelings, and hopes that they missed it? Or was everyone focused on their own ideas of what the Messiah should be, that they were not looking for another? Most of the time, we are focused on so many things that we miss seeing what is actually happening around us. We get so focused on the big things in life that we miss the small things. We can be so focused on something that we miss seeing God's actions in the world around us. There is a famous psychological project called the Invisible Gorilla Test. David Simmons and Christopher Charvis revealed that people who are focused on one thing can easily miss what else is going on around them. Simmons and Charvis created a video for subjects to watch. And in this video, there are 6 people passing basketballs around. 3 of them are in white shirts, 3 of them are in black shirts. The subjects in the tests are asked to count the number of times that the white-shirted people pass the ball to each other. And as the subjects are focused on the white-shirted people, several things happen. A person dressed up in a gorilla costume walks across the stage. One of the black players leaves the group, and the background changes from red to gold. After the video is completed, the subjects are asked if they noticed anything out of the ordinary taking place. And in most groups, 50% of the subjects failed to see the gorilla walking through. In Simon and Charvis' conclusion of their study, they stated the failure to perceive the anomalies is attributed to the failure to be attentive to the small things that are taking place around the subjects while they are engaged in the difficult task of counting the passing of the ball. The results indicated that the relationship between what is in one's visual field and perception is based more on the attention of the person than was previously thought. And they both won a Nobel Prize for their study. We all miss the little things that are happening around us. We focus on the big projects that make the difference in our communities. And we miss those small encounters that show the individual encounters with the holy. We hear about the big things that are taking place, like the opening of a new residence for Cornerstone Housing for Women that has been built. Or we hear about the good things that Belong Ottawa is doing. But most of the time, we miss the small things, like an individual who is helping someone buy groceries for a week, or the helping hand reaching out to someone to steady their walking. We hear the big voices, but most of the time we miss the small whispers of God's love. Once a month, I go to visit a person who lives in the Royal Ottawa Place, a long-term care facility connected with the Royal Ottawa Hospital. And I went to visit her this past week, and I have permission to tell you this story. Karen has many problems, both physical and mental health issues, and she needs the care that the Royal Ottawa Place can give her. She hears voices almost every night, identifying themselves as either God, Jesus, or Satan. They speak to her, and although she knows in her mind that the voices are part of her illness, they still scare her. They are usually loud voices that are angry, telling her that she is going to hell, that she is not a good person, that she is not worthy of God's love. We always talk about the voices and how they scare her. We talk about how they are just her illness and not real. And as we talk, she calms down and is reassured that God loves her deeply, and even if God is disappointed in her, that God would correct her with words of love, not with anger and hate. I reassure her over and over again to be mindful of the loud voices and to remember that they are not God, Jesus, or Satan, that they are just part of her illness. And I continually remind her to listen to the whispers of God that continually tell her that she is a child of God and that she is God's beloved. We always end our visits by sharing communion and prayers. And most of the time when I am done praying, she will stretch out her hand to take mine in hers, and she says a prayer for me, thanking God for my ministry, for my words of assurance, and for the love that I show to her. When I leave, I always feel like I have encountered something of the holy in the world around us. What my time with Karen has taught me is to be very attentive to what is going on around me, looking for the small things that happen and how they can be encounters with God in the world around us. Luke's story of Jesus' baptism is like that too. There is a whole lot going on. The crowds are excited and hopeful, and John is telling them that there's going to be greater things happening soon. But in a moment of prayer, on the sidelines of the crowd, there is an encounter with God. Jesus hears it, but probably nobody else does. The story is not clear whether the crowds are supposed to hear the voice of God, but with everything going on around, there is very little chance that they do. The season of Epiphany is all about reminding us to see the lights of God's love in the world around us. Some of those lights are big, like the star that led the Magi to Jesus. But most of the time, the lights will be small, like a flickering candle in the darkness. Fred Rogers, the famous children's educator, constantly reminded the people who were watching his TV show to be open to the small things that are happening around them, the small lights, and in those lights, they will see the good things in this world. On his TV show, he never spoke about his faith and belief in God, but he always talked about the small actions that he did. He showed the world that paying attention to the small things, like caring for one another and helping each other out, are the most important things in life. The crowds around Jesus are focused on the exciting things that John is doing, how he was preparing the way for something bigger to happen. But they all miss the small encounter that Jesus had with God. They miss seeing the heavens being opened, the dove descending, and the voice of God speaking love to Jesus. May we learn to be not only attentive to the big things happening around us, but also to the little encounters with the holy that shows us and others that we are children of God, God's beloved, and that God is well pleased with us. Amen.